Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You got chutzpah. You tell it the way it is.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
For us today, we're going to be chatting with Livingston Taylor soon and also Debbie Ravitt. We're going to have a great time talking about entertainers and entertainment. Let's go to your calls as we've got some widespread power outages from the crazy winds last night. We'll go to Dean from Wilton. Good morning, Dean. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. You remember me.
I do, indeed. Our generator guy. Are you kidding? You're fabulous during Isaias.
I'm so flattered that you remembered me. We have no power. Last night at 9:05. The crews were here fixing the tree. We'll see when the line crews get here, but, you know, you just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You were talking about not having any energy. That's a very common problem. I know a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. Ever since COVID hit and they did the lockdowns, it just knocked the stuffing out of everybody.
Right.
And just, people are having trouble getting back to work and just doing things.
I know.
Now, I'm living my life. I'm careful. I wear a mask when I have to. But I'm living my life and not letting the COVID, you know, stop that. My business is back open, which is nice.
Good.
And it's back to pretty much normal. You were talking about your animal, you know, your doggy running your life.
Yeah.
I don't have pets anymore. But I have a lot of wildlife on my property, including a fox that comes out and gets a snack from me every day.
Really? You're feeding a fox, Dean?
He comes right up to me and takes food out of my hand. So do my raccoons.
Oh, no way.
Oh, absolutely. My raccoons do it. I have some birds that eat out of my hand. I got a wolf that comes through now and then. He stops by and has a snack. And I am running my life based on their eating schedule.
Wait, I got to hear about this. Hold on, Dean. Wait a minute. Let's start with the fox, because I read about that study in Siberia where foxes were raised like dogs and they were surprisingly able to be tamed and domesticated.
Oh, absolutely.
How did it get to the point where the fox lost its fear of a human being and came up to you?
He didn't lose his fear of a human being. He lost his fear of me. A lot of people say, oh, he's going to be used to people now. No, as a matter of fact, when I'm feeding him, if a stranger even walks by in the street, he takes off. They're very smart. He knows who I am. He knows my voice. He knows my sound and my smell. He lives under my shed, and he has babies. And I've been doing this for years.
So he's a she. He's a she.
Well, he has a female.
Really?
And the whole family lives there. But the thing is, it's about patience. You feed them, they get used to you, they get closer and closer to the point where they'll take food out of your hands. I have a raccoon on my property, does the same.
Wait, I want to hear more about the fox. What do you feed a fox?
Two things. I give him peanut butter on whole wheat bread, creamy peanut butter on whole wheat with a little water so it's easier for him to eat. He loves that. And I give him 85% ground beef. But he still hunts. He caught a squirrel the other day, as a matter of fact. He kind of sent me a message. He was annoyed. He was there waiting for a snack, and I was kind of busy. I yelled to him, I'll be there soon.
Wow.
I went out, and he had a squirrel, and he normally would take a squirrel home. But on that day, he decided, I'm going to send you a message. He devoured it right there in front of me, and it was disgusting to watch.
I bet it was disgusting. I bet it was horrid. Let me ask you this. Do you cook the ground beef, or you serve it raw?
Raw.
Raw. Okay.
And he's very healthy. This has been going on for about 5 years with this fox. He is healthy.
How many pups has the fox and the mate had? How many families have they had?
Well, this was the first one that I saw. They had four pups. It's funny. One day, he brought the babies out to meet me. One of them wanted nothing to do with me and stayed far away. So I finally threw him some peanut butter on whole wheat. He went up and sniffed at it, tasted it, and decided, hey, this is pretty good. Now we're pals.
Can you pet the fox, or that would
I'd love to. He looks so beautiful. I mean, he is gorgeous. He looks so beautiful. I don't think he would allow it, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think that's too friendly. I've done it with a raccoon, as a matter of fact. One of the baby raccoons, I was sitting in my lawn, and he walked right up to me, climbed into my lap, and gave me a nose mush.
Oh, come on.
I'm
afraid of raccoons because they are known to, you know, have rabies quite often among them.
Yes, they do. They're known to it. So are skunks.
Okay.
But I have a skunk that lives on my property who comes out and says hello. He doesn't eat out of my hand, but he gets very close, right within 3 feet of me.
Now, wait a minute. The raccoons are nocturnal. So how did you become friendly with the raccoon?
Well, they are nocturnal, but if they know there's food out during the day, they will come out.
I see.
Okay. Raccoons, when you see a raccoon in the daytime, he's not necessarily sick. Something could have woken him up, or he just might be hungry. It's very easy to spot a sick raccoon. It's the way they walk and act. My raccoons, what I was doing is feeding them right out after sunset when they'd come out. And now they come out sometimes during the day, you know, looking for where I feed the birds on the ground. They'll go over and eat the bird seed. So I'll go out, and they'll come right up to me. They have found a way. I have a balcony on my house. They have found a way to climb up the posts for the balcony onto the deck to see if there's any leftover food. And I'll go right out there and feed them. They come right up to me. I think it's great.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. But you have to be careful. Do you wear thick gloves in case one should nip your hand by accident?
No, but I'm smart. No. I try to be careful. This one baby who I called Bandit, who's now an adult and has her own babies and comes visits, she was the first one that actually made contact with me. She just, when Mama was in the yard with her cubs, this one came right up to me. And I gave her food, and she just stood up on her hind legs and took the food right out of my hand. It was amazing. So she's just, there's always one animal that's exceptionally friendly. I've noticed that, whether it's deer, foxes, raccoons, skunk, there's one of them that is really just exceptionally friendly.
Chatting with Dean from Wilton. Dean, do you live in the Nod Hill section of Wilton up there where, like near Woodcock? Where do you live?
I live off of DeForest Road, right on the New Canaan line. My property actually goes to New Canaan.
So, DeForest, isn't that near the lake? Isn't there a beautiful lake around there?
We have several lakes up here, which is why one of my neighbors, you want to hear something really cool? One of my neighbors has a big pond on his property, and they have fish in it, and that has attracted mink. They have these up there. And once in a while, one of them will come into my yard hunting. But because of the mink, they've also attracted Canada lynx who hunt the mink. You know what a Canada lynx is, right?
We don't have Canada lynx around. Oh,
they do over there. Cats are very hardy. They adapt to their surroundings, just like tigers do. So, and Canada lynx, they can handle the cold weather. They're from Canada.
Almost extinct. They're a threatened species.
They're endangered, yes.
Yes.
But it's funny talking to my neighbor. He's telling me, first the mink are eating my fish, and now the Canada lynx are eating the mink. As he says, I got a real wildlife scene going on here.
That's incredible. Speaking of mink, did you hear, I don't know if you heard this, this is actually rather big news. So in Denmark, a company that is apparently in the fur trade is set to kill 15 million mink at one time.
Wow.
All of the mink.
That's
because
awful.
Of COVID-19. Believe it or not, they've developed some kind of mutant strain of COVID-19. They're going to kill 15 million animals at once. And they believe that this may be the beginning of getting rid of the international fur trade in mink. Because so many are being killed at once, the institution of fur trade in mink may not come back, which may not be a bad thing.
Well, actually, I really, fur is beautiful, but I really think it's barbaric to kill animals so we can wear them.
I agree with you.
You know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, our ancestors, they had no choice.
They had no choice. They had to stay warm. They didn't have polyester or recycled bottles to make fleece. That's right.
True. Mm-hmm. And today, with some of the modern materials they make clothing out of, it's better than fur.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper. So I would not have a problem if they banished that. I'd like to see that because too many animals suffer. And you and I both love animals.
Yes.
I've been to the wet markets in China.
Oh, my. Okay. Oh, Dean.
I've traveled all over, and I've seen what they do, and that is just not something you can unsee. It's horrible, and I'd like to see them ban all of that.
And that, of course, is, I think most people recognize, the source of COVID-19, the infection and the mutation and the disease.
It's
undoubtedly come from that.
Well, there have been diseases that have come from the wet markets that have been absolutely documented. This, the COVID-19, I believe, came from the China lab. I think that is the origin. Nobody really knows for sure. It just makes sense when you hear what went on.
I don't know. What I've read is that it was probably the way they look at the disease now, and the people that are manufacturing the vaccination, they don't think that this was manufactured by people. They think that this behaves the way organic, horrible diseases erupt.
Well,
so,
you may be right.
It started in China, but
you may be right. But I will tell you this: when you see how the wet markets operate, you know diseases are there, and there was no control over whether a disease leaves the market. You'd have to see it to understand it, but it's something you can't unsee.
Dean, thank you for the call this morning. We've got other people holding, but what a pleasure to talk to you. I love it.
I love hearing
about the foxes and raccoons. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish I could send you photos.
By all means, you could send me a photo to lisa@lisawexler.com. I would love it. I'd love it. I'll put it on my Facebook. Do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
LisaWexler.com.
Lisa@lisawexler.com. Lisa@lisawexler.com.
Fantastic.
Easy peasy.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you. That's Dean from Wilton. Carol from Stratford. Carol, are you still holding? Okay. We're going to be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming right up.